Welcome to another edition of The Rap Sheet. We have two special guests with us today, Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and LeBette County Sheriff Darren Isinger. It's good to have you both with us today.
Well, thank you so much. Good morning, Sheriff. How are you doing today?
Fine. Good morning, Chief. How are you?
I'm great. I've got my hot cup of coffee and I'm ready to roll for the morning show.
Well, let's do it.
Sheriff, I've seen some posters saying that your department will offer people a free ride to jail if they're caught shoplifting.
Absolutely. Give them a free ride and three meals a day and boarding.
Is there a bigger incidence of that occurring during the holiday season?
There is, especially this time of year when people start ordering Christmas gifts online and getting UPS in the mail to deliver them. You know, one of the things you need to think about is talking to a neighbor, maybe having them pick up a package or having it delivered to them. Don't leave it there on your front step where it makes it obvious for somebody walking by to come by and pick it up and take it.
You and the chief were talking a little bit about social media. A lot of times we like to share what we're doing online, but sometimes that can give crooks an opportunity to know when you're not home.
It does. It does. What we need to do is be careful with the social media. If you want to post where you're going or pictures of where you've been, wait to post those when you get back. If you post it out there that, hey, we're going to the Bahamas over Christmas, you know, you're just opening it up to let, you know, the bad guys know you're going to be gone during that time. It's always better to wait till you get back and post that you were there and post your pictures once you're home.
That's a good idea. Now, sometimes it's probably a good idea to keep your lights on when you're gone. How do you make your home safe during the holidays when you're not there?
You know, the alarm systems are great. The camera systems, going to Ace Hardware and buying yourself timers for your lights to come on and off at certain times of the day, you know, mix that up throughout your house. That way you're not constantly having the same light on in the same room. Kind of makes somebody wonder whether there's actually somebody there or not. So, you know, if you can put your lights on timers and have an alarm system and let your neighbors know you're going to be gone. And, you know, and leave phone numbers to where you can be contacted at. Especially with the sheriff's office, we get reports from a neighbor. A lot of times we don't have contact information for the person who actually lives at the house that's being burglarized or had a theft from. So it's always good to leave a contact number so at least we can get a hold of them, too.
Our special guests today have been Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks and LeBette County Sheriff Darren Isinger. You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.